Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are on the nutrition tip today. So as you know, we always talk about fitness, nutrition, wellness. Sometimes we talk about business on the podcast. So today we're actually getting into a topic that that I love. You know, I love nutrition, but I really love talking about fats. You know, I'm such a wild person. You always want me at the party. Yeah, I love talking about fats because they're so amazing for our bodies. They are a macronutrient that has gotten a really bad rap. So when I say macronutrient, I mean carbs, protein, and fats. And for so long, we've given them a bad rap, but now everyone's, you know, getting back on the healthy fat train, and we're realizing how important they are, not only for our health, but also for anti-aging, for brain function, for so many different things that I just really think we need to talk about them, and we need to make sure everyone is utilizing them properly.
Totally. I agree 100%. So let's get down to business. Let's talk about fats.
So I thought it would be kind of fun too today. So instead of just going through our top five facts about healthy fats that you need to know, I thought I'm going to kind of quiz you on them as we go.
It's a pop quiz. What's going on?
But I think because these questions are things that a lot of our clients ask us, and I hear these questions a lot to do with how to basically take care of your fats, which fats are the best, stuff like that. So I thought it would be cool to kind of do like a little pop quiz at the same time.
Okay, now I'm sweating.
Okay, so first let's just talk a little bit about what fats are. So essentially, like, we're hearing a lot about, you know, good fats, bad fats, all, you know, and it's really overwhelming because you don't really know, like, sometimes I'm even like, what the heck? Like, what fat is that? Is that a good one? Is it a bad one? But basically, there's like three main types of fats. So there's saturated fats, there's monounsaturated fats, and then there's polyunsaturated fats. So saturated fats were the ones that had a really bad rap because for the longest time, we were told these were the ones that contributed to heart disease. And they're found in things like egg yolks, in animal fats, butter. They're the ones that stay solid at room temperature. So those are saturated fats. And when it comes to the science side, the thing is saturated fats, they only have a single bond. So if you look at, you know, a really cool, and I actually like the way the molecules look, I'm such a nerd. If you look at the chain, like a fatty acid, what it looks like, this just means that there's only one single bond that holds it together. And that single bond, that's what makes it strong. Whereas a monounsaturated fat, they have a double bond. And that double bond then makes the fat a little bit weaker. So which means that it can go bad easier. And then we have a polyunsaturated fat. So these are all of our healthy fats, all of our seeds, and like all of our seed oils and fish oils and things like that. And that means that they have two or more double bonds. So the reason I'm telling you about the double bonds is just those are the things that are really sensitive to heat, light, and air. So that's why we say that saturated fats are better to cook with, because they have that single bond, which means they're stronger, which means they won't go bad when you cook them. Whereas if you cook with like a polyunsaturated fat, because they have a double bond, they're weaker, they're more fluid, they're slippery. So they're the ones that, you know, our cells really like. But they really don't like heat, light, and air.
Okay.
That's our little science lesson before we get started. So
I hope that helps me during this.
Exactly. So like I was saying, so fats are great. So we got saturated fats, monounsaturated fats, polyunsaturated fats. So an example of like a monounsaturated fat would be something like olive oil. So it's not as delicate as like the seed oils, but it's not as strong as the saturated fats. But the thing with fats, they're great as they are, but what the problem is once they get damaged. So when they get damaged, like I was saying, when they're exposed to heat, light, and air, that is what ends up damaging fats. This is what we call they go rancid. And when they go rancid, they end up, when they go rancid, obviously from being either exposed to heat, light, or air. What this does is it destroys the antioxidants in them. And the antioxidants are the good things we want from fats. And then it creates what we've been hearing a lot about, which is free radicals. And these are the things that are really dangerous to our health. So we want to make sure that we're taking care of our fats in the best way possible. So this is where we're going to get into our quiz for Amanda. So most of the questions is going to be about how we make sure that we don't let our fats go rancid, how we make sure that they stay.
Nobody
likes a rancid fat. We want them to stay in their best, healthiest forms possible. Okay, so let's start off with question number one. Okay. Oils on the counter. Should you leave your oil on the counter? I know a lot of people, they have their kitchen going, they have their olive oil right next to their stove, ready to grab whenever they're cooking. Amanda, should you leave your oils on the counter?
No. I'm going with no.
Oh, I like it. And you are correct. Ding, 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 ding.
And I think I know why. I actually think I know why. I think it's because, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's because of, you know, if it's on the counter, it's more exposed to light and air and heat and all of those things. Is that correct?
Exactly. Cool. So this is, again, this, and we always do our takeaway at the end, but I'm going to say it right now. This is the main takeaway I want you guys to remember is the things that will break it, will damage fats, are heat, light, and air. So when you're having your olive oil on the counter by the stove, it's exposed to excess heat. It's also out in the light. Even though a lot of times we end up getting olive oil in darker bottles, which is great, they're still getting exposed more to light than if they were put away. And then as long as they're in an airtight container, that's okay. But really, it's like we don't want them on the counter. So, right. And this is really important too, not just for olive oil, because I have a lot of different seed oils too. So I use pumpkin seed oil a lot, which I love. And pumpkin seed oil is very delicate. It's a polyunsaturated. It's very, very sensitive. So you do not want to heat it. You want to use it on things like salad or as a dip, things like that. Same with flax oil, same with hemp seed oil. But you don't want any of those on the counter. What you want to do is you actually want to make sure that you buy them in a darker bottle. So like, you know, the green tinted bottles. And if they come in a clear bottle, just go to the store, buy some extra dark bottles and transfer them into the darker bottle. And then you're going to keep them in the fridge. So these are the ones that you want to keep in the fridge because they're going to stay cooler. They're going to stay fresher longer. Your fridge is dark. And that's how we're going to make sure that our olive oil stays nice and healthy.
Now, what about butter? Because I know a lot of times people, they'll have like a, you know, like a half a pound of butter or something in like one of those like butter dishes and they just kind of leave it in their cupboard. They don't put it in their fridge because nobody likes hard butter, like to try to use it unless you're cooking with it, right? But if you're like, I don't know, buttering bread or something like that, nobody wants it because it tears apart everything, whatever, it's annoying. So what do you do with butter? Would butter also be one of those fats that goes rancid?
Yes, it will. But it's more because the milk solids go rancid in it. You know what I mean? Because if you've ever smelt butter that's been out for a really long time, it smells and tastes sour and it goes kind of see-through-ish. Like it goes kind of shiny instead of that white.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Instead of that yellow milky color.
Yeah.
The thing is too, is because butter is a saturated fat. So like we were saying, the saturated fat has the one double bond. It's the stronger one. It can withhold a lot more heat, light, and air before it goes bad. But what I would do is just use a small amount. So just cut off a small chunk of butter, put in a dish that you're going to use over a few days. But you don't want it on the counter for like 3 weeks at a time because it's going to go sour.
Interesting.
Okay. So for our quiz number one, Amanda got it right. Oils do not go on the counter. They go in the fridge in a dark bottle. Okay. Question number two, to grind or not to grind? Should you grind your flax seeds and your chia seeds?
I'm going to go with yes. I'm going to say yes, you should grind both flax seeds and chia seeds.
So you are half right. You get a half a point for this one. Ooh, I like playing this like quiz game. So let's talk about flax first. So flax seeds, they, as you know, they come in that little tiny, they're little tiny seeds, little tiny brown seeds. And they are like a perfect little package. So when we're talking about being exposed to like heat, light, and air, their little shell is their perfect protector. They keep all the heat, the light, the air out of the inside of the cell, inside of the seed. And that's where all of those healthy fats are. Now, the thing is, though, is that with flax seeds, our body can't break them down. So if we just, you know, bought a bag of flax seeds and just sprinkled them as they are, you're just going to see them back out in your poop. Because we can't get through that shell.
Right, and that's why a lot of times you see flax seeds ground, right? Like, you can even purchase them that way. Yes. But it's not good to purchase them that way, isn't that correct?
No, it's not. So this is the thing. So for
flax seeds, not correct, or it's not good?
It's not good.
So, okay, cool. So I was right on that too.
So perfect. Flax seeds.
Can that count as a full point then?
No, half point, because we're going to talk about chia after.
Okay.
So flax seeds, you have to buy them. So the best thing to do is to buy them whole, because that way you know that the oil inside is the freshest. Then grind them at home, just in your coffee grinder, right before you use them. You don't want to keep them stored, because as soon as you grind them, they're exposed to heat, light, and air. So this is going to change the structure of the oil. It's not going to have the same nutritional value. It can go rancid, and we do not want to be eating rancid fats. So that's why when you go to the bulk barn and you see all those big bins of ground flaxseed, and this is the thing I want everyone to remember now, when you're going into the bulk barn, you're seeing all these nuts and seeds exposed to so much heat, light, and air, and how long they've been sitting there for, it's so much better to buy the seed whole and then do it at home, because then you know you're getting the freshest. So that's flaxseed, but when it comes to chia seed, this is where your half point comes in, because chia is one of my favorites, but you don't need to grind it. You can grind it. Your body, though, it can break it down if it's not ground. So this is where, that's where you get the half point. You can have it ground, okay. You can have it not ground.
Okay.
So that's why to grind or not to grind. So to sum up that question is, yes, flax seeds, we need to grind them to get the oils out, but we do not want to buy them ground because they're exposed to heat, light, and air. Chia seeds, right. You can do either or. If you do have digestive issues, though, it might be better to grind them up. Sometimes, you know, everyone reacts different to different things.
But still, do not buy any of them that are already pre-ground.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so question number three. Nuts. So when it comes to nuts, I know a lot of people, they have them in their pantry. They keep them in jars. You know, you buy a big bag, you put them in a jar. Is this good or bad?
I'm going to say that it's bad. I was told that you should actually store them in a dry glass container in the fridge.
Aha! You're good at this, at our quiz today.
I know some facts.
Exactly. So again, like the thing with nuts, if you just keep them in, even if it's in an airtight container in the pantry, they're not going to last as long, and the fats can spoil again because heat, light, and air. So the best thing to do is to make sure, like, you can go to the dollar store even, buy an airtight container, make sure it's glass, no plastic, we want to stay away from our plastic, wash it out, make sure it's dried super, super well, and then what you can do is you can, you know, put your nuts in there in the fridge, they'll last about 6 months, mm-hmm. Even though if they're in the fridge, keep them away from things that smell really strong, like your garlic and your onions, because they will pick up the scent. That's the thing with fats, if they're close to other things, they will pick them up. Fats like to hold on to stuff. So you don't want your almonds tasting like onions. But they will also last. Actually, it's even better to put them in the freezer. So they'll last up to a year in an airtight container in the freezer.
Will they come out sort of like chewy from the freezer? You know how like sometimes if you put something in the freezer and it comes out when you eat it, it's like if it's not something that actually freezes, it comes out almost like a little bit chewy?
No, I find they come out a little bit more crispy.
Okay.
Like they have a good.
No, I'm just asking because I don't like it when things come out a little chewy.
No, I know, me neither. So, and just a few more tips, like for your nuts too. So, like unsalted nuts will keep longer than salted ones. So, go for the unsalted. Go for raw whole nuts.
Also, just better for your sodium.
Totally. Whole nuts keep better than chopped ones or ground ones. So again, always buy in the whole form and doing the chopping and the grinding yourself. And this will also, because as soon as you start chopping those nuts, those oils are exposed. So again, it can go bad. Also, pecans, peanuts, and walnuts are more prone to spoiling. So you really want to make sure those ones are kept in the freezer for 100%. And that, a lot of that too is because they don't have the same type of skin around them as like as almonds do. Cashews and almonds are actually the least prone to spoiling. And make sure too that you always taste them though before you use them in cooking, because you can taste when a nut has gone bad.
Yeah, they taste really sour.
Yeah. So just give it, if you've had them in the cupboard for a while, or I mean in the fridge or the freezer for a while, just give them a little taste before. But usually in the freezer, they're totally good to go.
Awesome.
Okay. Question number four. What is the best oil to cook with? I think I kind of said it already. Saturated fats, monounsaturated fats, or polyunsaturated fats?
Saturated fats.
Yeah. So again, just going back to what I kind of said earlier, saturated fats, it's because they have that single bond. I love how we're like adding like a science lesson in here. But I actually, like when you look at the structures, fats are so interesting. And how they can break and how they can change, and what happens with trans fats, but that's a whole other conversation. But saturated fats are the best ones to cook with because, again, they have that single bond. They're going to keep their structure at higher heats. So, you know, when you're cooking things like eggs in the pan, or I was thinking of things like frying pan in the oven, you want to use a saturated fat like coconut oil, butter, ghee, which is just clarified butter, palm oil, any animal lards. So that's when you think about like your grandmother who used to cook. Like my grandmother used to save all the drippings from roasts and then recook with them. You know, but now we're trying to cook with all of these other fancy oils, but if we're using something like, you know, let's say a flaxseed oil to cook with, that's you're actually doing more damage than good. So the saturated fats are the best ones to cook with. Olive oil is a monounsaturated fat, but it's also good to cook with as well. I mean, Italians have been doing it forever, and they obviously have it right because they have the best food in the whole world. I love Italian food.
I can totally attest to that.
Yeah. So olive oil monounsaturated fats are still good, but again, depending on how high you're cooking. So you're not going to deep fry in olive oil. That's when you probably want to do something more saturated fat, but you know, cooking in it, it's not going to be as bad. But the things like the polyunsaturated fats, which are all of those like hemp seed oil, chia seed oil, pumpkin seed oil, and they're the ones with a lot of health properties. Those are the ones that you want to make sure that you're just using as like salad dressings, dips, you know, maybe in a smoothie. Like pumpkin seed oil is actually amazing. It's so good. If you haven't tried it, it almost tastes like peanut butter to me. But to add it into a smoothie, it's like delicious. So those are the ones you want to avoid, cooking with.
All right.
Get this. Question number five and our last question, fish oil vitamins. So a lot of times we think about oils and fats as like the things we're eating and cooking with, but we also, with fish oil vitamins, everyone is taking, you know, either the actual gel caps, or they're taking it in spoon form. You know how you can buy it in a bottle and it's like,
yeah.
Because
down with that.
But the thing is, they're so important to our health because they have, fish oil contains omega-3s, and omega-3s is an essential fatty acid. So when we say essential fatty acid, it basically means it's, when you hear the word essential, it means that it's a fat that your body cannot make. So you need to get it from an outside source. You need to get it from the food that we eat. So that's where it's really important. And omega-3s are so important to our overall health. So we've got to make sure we're getting them in. But again, if we're not taking care of our fish oil vitamins properly, those fats are going to go bad. And then we don't want those in our body. So my question to you is, fish oil vitamins, where do we store them? Most people keep them in the cupboard or in their bathroom over the sink.
Yeah. See, I'm terrible. I don't know the answer to this one. I always just leave all of my vitamins on my counter so that I don't forget to take them, or on my desk. Lately, especially because I have so many prenatal vitamins. So I usually just keep them on my desk. Am I wrong? Probably wrong.
For fish oil, yes. Because again, it's an oil, heat, light, and air. So you want to make sure that you're keeping it in the fridge. Do not keep it in the cupboard. So it can stay at room temperature before they're open. So that's why, like, if you buy it at the store, because it's airtightly sealed, the bottles are usually dark. But as soon as it's open, whether it be the pill form, like the little gel caps, or the actual oil, you've got to keep it in the fridge. So just when it comes to fish oil, vitamins too, just make sure you're checking the expiration date, like on the bottle when you buy it, because yeah. We want to make sure that you're getting the freshest possible. But also, once you've opened it, you have to use it within 90 days. So just make sure, if like, check regularly, because I have some fish oil vitamins in the cupboard. I'm like, oh my God, they say 2015. I forgot about these. And I went to take one and I was like, oh, and it was in the cupboard too. And I'm like, why are these in the cupboard? I need these in the fridge. Ah. So just be aware of that. And it's the same thing, like I said, for both the pills and for the actual oil.
Now, what would happen? Sorry, just as a side note. So if you would have taken that pill and it's like, the fish oil vitamin has gone rancid, what would happen to you? Like, how would you, you know what I mean? Like, how would it affect you? Would it make you sick? Would it make you, or would it just be that you wouldn't actually receive the proper nutrients that you were going for? Like, what's kind of like, what's the end result if you do have something that is, you know, minimal in terms of like a fish oil vitamin is not a ton, you're not consuming a ton of it, but how would that affect your body? Well, just for our listeners, just curious.
Yeah, it's not going to make you sick right away. Like, you're not going to suddenly be like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. But yeah. The thing is that, you know, when you're eating fats that are rancid, like fats, like I was saying, they love to hold on to stuff. They love to, so even in our body, like the fats outside of our body, like I was saying about, you know, the nuts taking on the onion taste. Mm-hmm. Even when we take it into our bodies as well, our fat cells like to hold on to toxins. So if you're eating fats that are rancid, it's basically like you're putting toxins into your body. So your body's going to want to hold on to that. And then it can eventually, over time, if you keep ingesting rancid fats, and that's why things like trans fats, because trans fats are essentially fats that have been heated to a super high temperature. So they've changed the structure of them. And they're really bad for our bodies because they're not a natural fat. Our bodies don't know what to do with them. They're right. All broken. And if you look again at that, the science chain thing, it looks all broken and bad. So that's why people who eat lots of trans fats, those are rancid fats. And that's why eventually your body, you end up developing, you know, things like cancer, and other like lifestyle related diseases. Not saying that cancer cannot be genetic, but I'm just saying like there is a lot of cancers that are from lifestyle. So you just want to avoid it. I mean, it's not going to make you sick if you take one vitamin that's gone bad. Mm-hmm. But just remember that your body, especially when it comes to fats, it absorbs so much. And then, you know, that's where a lot of our toxins sit in our fat cells. And that's why when they do things like a detox, or they lose a lot of weight really quickly, a lot of times people feel really sick. You know what I mean? Like they feel really lightheaded and nauseous if you're suddenly like losing weight really quickly, because a lot of times your fat cells are releasing a lot of those toxins as they are being expelled from your body.
Interesting. No, that's great. That actually totally makes sense. I just wanted to make sure that our listeners and myself also understood sort of what the repercussions would be if you did actually have ingest the rancid fat.
The rancid fats. I do think a lot of people though don't eat enough fat still. So even hopefully like throughout this little pop quiz, which you rocked, we did mention some fats that you can start to include in your diet. So really those polyunsaturated fats, also, you know, fish oil, flax oil. So for the omega-3s, you also want omega-6, which is the other essential fatty acid that our body cannot make. But the thing is you want a balance of like a ratio of 2 to 1. So omega-3s 2 to 1 omega-6. The problem is too, is you'll hear this, and this is where things get really confusing, is that too much omega-6 is really bad for you. So you don't want to be having too much of it, but really focus on getting those omega-3s up. So the fish oil, the flaxseed oil, things like that. And also avocado. Oh, avocado, even though that's not an essential fat, an omega-3, but it's one of my favorites.
Mine too.
I love avocados. So good. Okay, so that kind of wraps up our podcast today. I like this one. I like doing a little pop quiz on you.
I'd like to say me too, but no, actually I enjoyed it too, because it's actually, you know, the stuff that I didn't know, I now know. It's fantastic.
So what would be your one main takeaway from today, or that you would want our listeners to take away from today?
I think it would probably be the same one that you said, which is, but you know, extending on sort of just keeping your oil off the counter, I would say just really pay attention to all the different fats and figure out in terms of storage, what is the best approach, you know? So whether it be from your oils to your fish oil vitamins, to your nuts, kind of just really paying attention to how you're storing them, because nobody wants a rancid fat. So
nobody wants the rancid fat. We should put that on a t-shirt.
It's just going to be my new slogan. but you know, it's one of those things that a lot of times we don't really know. And now that you do know, because you've listened to this podcast and you know sort of how to store these things in different ways, you know, it's the simplest thing you can do just to be able to protect yourself from bringing those toxins into your body.
And that's always our goal with these podcasts, is just to even give some little takeaways or make you more aware. So when you're actually now, you know, buying your nuts and your seeds and your oils, that you are actually, you know, just aware, okay, I'm not going to leave this on the counter. I'm going to put it in the fridge. Like small little changes that just bring it to the forefront, as opposed to just being like not even thinking about it, you know?
Definitely.
That's kind of my main takeaway, in addition to just always remembering, just keep in your mind, Laura saying, sensitive to heat, light, and air, is that when it comes to fats, be this one thing that you do spend a little bit more money on, in terms of buying a higher quality. Because there's so many health benefits from fats. Like I was saying, not just, you know, for our skin, for brain function, for to reach your athletic goals, for women, for hormonal balance, so huge. So you want to get the benefits from it. So buy ones that are a little bit more, doesn't even necessarily have to be expensive, but make sure you're doing a little bit more research, that they're a good quality fat, and that they're processed well, and that even when you buy them in the bottles, that they already come in bottles that are like dark and things like that. So yeah, so that's kind of my last big takeaway.
Perfect. Okay.
So with that, we are wrapping up today. So as always, if you have any questions or topics you want us to talk about, hit us up at info@fitchicks.ca. You can also Facebook us at Fitchicks Bootcamp, Twitter, Instagram at Fitchicks. And also, if you love learning about healthy fats and all things to do with nutrition, you can also join us at our next Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, which is starting on September 26th. So yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Have a great day.
Have an amazing day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.